Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Thanks for staying with us. As I said, I'll take your calls, 086-000-0959. You heard today KZN nominating Zweli Mkhize as their presidential candidate. What do you make of that? Then there was a statement that was released by Jacob Zuma's family overnight saying that no, he wants Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma to be the presidential candidate. And then, oh, while he was at it, he's raising his hand to be the chairman of the ANC. And as I said earlier, you know, I'm really not making fun of this, but I really believe, and they say, he's really quite ill. And I'm wondering, you know, how is he going to manage that job? I think Wediman Dasho made light of it actually earlier on today when he was asked about it. He is, as you know, the current chairman. So that's interesting. We are going to speak about him in a short while with Ibrahim Harvey, former COSATU member and political analyst, because we've been looking at COSATU's 14th National Conference. And my goodness, it's been really, really fireworks from yesterday where they had refused for Wediman Dasho to address them. In fact, when they were requested and asked why, they say no, it's not personal, it's not about him. It would have been about any other ANC leader. We were not going to give the stage to any other ANC leader. He says, well, you know, it's politics. This has been happening, you know, over a long period of time. But he says, why did they invite us? We didn't just come. They invited us. Let me go and get analysis on that. Dr. Ibrahim Harvey, who is, as I said, former COSATU member and political analyst. Dr. Harvey, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Hi there.
So, Dr. Harvey, you saw what was happening yesterday there. Do you think the move to boo Wediman Dasho off the stage was a good one? What message was it sending?
Yeah, no, you know, I think it was very clearly indicative of, you know, the displeasure that those delegates felt primarily towards the ANC. You know, Wediman Mantashe is the chairperson of the ANC. Mm. And I did indicate that, you know, it was... perhaps unfortunate because I think that they should have allowed him to speak, notwithstanding whatever they felt about, you know, the ANC or, you know, the problems and that they're confronted with, you know, which they attribute responsibility for to the ANC, that they should have allowed him to speak so that... whatever questions that they had, they could have put to him, you know. And, you know, and then at least there was a, you know, a discussion or a debate about whatever the issues might have been.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, they were obviously very angry.
Yeah.
And prevented him from addressing the Congress, which I thought was unfortunate, you know.
And as much as you think it was unfortunate, were you surprised? He seemed surprised, and I'll tell you why I ask. Because we know that the president was heckled during the May Day events this year, and I suspect, you know, this is one of the reasons he probably wasn't going to come to this one. So we've known that the delegates are quite unhappy with the ANC. Were we not expecting them to react to Gwede in that manner? Did he think he was, you know, a bit of a different kind of an ANC member, that he would get a bit more respect?
Yeah, it's difficult to say exactly, you know, what exactly motivated or, you know, caused them to, but clearly you got to look at the context within which we living at the moment. I mean, it's particularly for workers and the members of the COSATU. Yeah, it's a very unfortunate time. I mean, we have the biggest socio-economic crisis in this country. Mm. You must also not forget, you know, the displeasure that particularly the public sector workers felt towards the ANC when the ANC government reneged in 2021 on the 2018 three-year wage agreement that they had, you know. And, yeah, the ANC indicated that they were unable to afford to implement the third leg of that agreement. And, you know, the thing went to court, and the court upheld the decision, you know, that the ANC government couldn't afford to pay the third. So there are a lot of things, and, you know, worse, you know, highest cost of living pressures at the moment, and a lot of contributing factors that made, yeah, the delegates, you know, and the broader working class, you know, unhappy with the ANC government, you know. And I think it all just exploded, you know, when, and unfortunately, Montash, you know, who came there to speak on behalf of the ANC, you know, felt the wrath of the delegates, you know, because of their displeasure with particularly the public sector workers with what had happened in 2021.
Mr. Montasha says that, you know, this is okay. He understands this is politics. I mean, obviously, after he had cooled down, he understands this is politics and so on, and he gets it. But do you think, you know, the ANC will actually go back and reflect on this moment? Do you think they will, I guess, consider what this really means for them?
No, well, clearly, you know, I mean, it's a dire moment for the ANC, you know. Well, obviously, you know, the displeasure that the delegates expressed, you know, towards Montash, it was just symptomatic of the deep displeasure they're feeling towards the ANC government, you know, because he's not just chairperson of the ANC, but also a key a minister and, you know, member of the cabinet, you know. So there are a lot of things, but also one has to take into account the electricity crisis in the country. And, you know, so many people feel that Montash, you know, considering the nature of his portfolio, there are a whole lot of contributing factors. You know, we're sitting with a biggest electricity crisis, you know, we've had in this country, Eskom and so on. So I'm just saying there are a number of contributing factors which I think, you know, just exploded on that day when he was meant to address the delegates, you know. But it's a big wake-up call for the ANC government, clearly, you can see. I mean, it's just 3 months away from the national conference, you know. And then 2024 election, so a whole lot of factors coming together, you know. I'm certain that the ANC government itself, besides the ANC as an organization, they were quite alarmed, I must say, by what had happened at the COSATU Congress, you know, and the treatment meted out to Gwede was, I think, a big wake-up call of how much displeasure there is towards the ANC, you know, because of, I mean, we're sitting with a very big crisis in this country at the moment. And on the other hand, you know, Montash probably never expected, because he was invited. Yeah. You see, one has to also take into account, he was invited. Yeah. He's right when he says he was invited. And, you know, and that's why he turned up there and then what had happened. But also the president was also invited, you know, on May Day in Rustenburg. And you see what happened. They booed him and Ramaphosa, was prevented from addressing, the May Day rally in Rustenburg. In May, you know, months ago. So you can see there are a whole lot of things that are developing, you know, directed against the ANC government, you know, huge growing displeasure, especially from its labor ally, which is COSATU in this ruling alliance, you know, with the SACP, the Communist Party, yeah. So
Are we at a bit of a turning point here? You know, unions are battling. Unions don't have enough members. Young people are not joining them. A lot of people are now unorganized and so on. And there is a discussion around that. And there's that climate of unemployment that you speak of so eloquently. There's a massive problem, as the president spoke about, of what's happening in the public sector, where workers are just not getting paid because municipalities are dysfunctional. So there's a lot going on there. The president is going to remain, so Zingiswa Lusi will remain the president. What does he have to do to kind of turn the tide here?
What has who got to do?
The president of COSATU, Zingiswa Lusi.
Oh, yeah. No, well, the president himself, you know, as you can see, is clearly under lots of pressure from the members of COSATU, you know, are growing increasingly impatient and militant by the day, you can see, because, you know, the working class is feeling the pressure, man, of this huge, unprecedented socio-economic crisis we have in South Africa. It's never been so bad. I mean, the highest cost of living ever. Food inflation, you know, cost of living, and also the background of what has happened with that wage increase, you know, that they never enjoyed, and especially coming out of COVID, no increase at all, and then the decision was upheld by the labor court, and so, you know, very unhappy people, you know, with the ANC government, and I think it all just exploded, you know, on this day when Montash was meant to address the, you know, COSATU Congress. But a whole lot of contributing factors, and it's likely, you know, as long as this crisis deepens, this displeasure will find different ways of being expressed, you know, and, you know, until these issues are dealt with. You know, it's a very difficult time, crisis-ridden moment for the ANC government itself, you know, and the entire country. So I was not entirely surprised against the backdrop of what had happened with Ramaphosa in May, that Montash, you know, had to face the wrath of the delegates, you know. Yeah. And you could see that the leadership were also taken aback. This was really a disgruntled delegates at the bottom, the workers' delegates, you know, and not the leaders so much. You know, the leaders tried to intervene and restrain the workers, you know, you could see. But the displeasure of the delegates came through, and it was too strong and powerful, you know. And, you know, they were not basically too much concerned with their own leaders, you know, wanting Montash to speak because he was invited. And I think, I think it was a mistake, really, because as I indicated, they should have allowed him to speak and then could have had a constructive debate, dialogue, you know, with him. And he would have been forced to answer whatever questions that they had put to him. So an opportunity for him to engage or for them to engage with him about whatever the displeasure was that they felt and what the issues were, was lost because they refused to allow him to speak. And they went back today again, and you can see from the TV coverage, he left and he indicated he was again not asked to speak in the light of the fact that yesterday he was prevented from speaking. They left again. And so, you know, it just deepened what had happened yesterday and shows you how deep these things run. That even on the second day of the Congress, he was there and they never, almost like they felt no regret at what they did to him yesterday. They left the Congress today again, not being asked. And you could see when he was interviewed, he told, you know, the people there he's leaving and hasn't spoken again, and no one has asked him to speak. So yeah, this is what had happened, you know, and yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your take there, Dr. Ibrahim Harvey, who is a former COSATU member and a political analyst. We'll be back with more after this.
Point of View on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.